Broadcasting System presents The Free Company.
For what avail the plow or sail or land or life if freedom fail?
James Boyd, chairman of the Free Company, speaking from New York. Today we present Freedom's a Hard-Bought Thing, a play by Stephen Vincent Benet with Eric Burroughs, Harrington Lewis, Georgette Harvey, and the Juanita Hall Choir. The Free Company is a group of writers, actors, and radio workers who've come together voluntarily to express their belief in this country. They're unpaid, unsponsored, and uncontrolled. Just a group of Americans saying what they think about this country and about freedom. Trying to say it by means of plays as the Bible, parables, and Aesop's fables tell us other truths by means of stories. These plays have been written by many of the leading writers of America and are being acted by important actors of the stage and screen, all volunteers. Today, the play is about freedom from slavery. The Free Company presents Freedom's a Hard-Bought Thing by Stephen Vincent Benet.
I want you to think about a man named Q. I've got a reason. It happened a long time ago, in times gone by, in slavery times. He got born like the cotton in the bowl or the rabbit in the pea patch. He didn't get born in the big house where the bearing was easy or the work light. No, Lord. He came out of his mammy in a field hand's cabin one sharp winter, and his mammy was glad to have him. Yes. His daddy was a strong man, strong in his back and his arms. The white folks called him Cuffy. That's his mammy singing now. His mammy was a good woman. Yes, Lord. The white folks called her Sarah, and she was gentle with her hands and gentle with her voice. And at night, when she wasn't too tired, she'd sing songs to little Q. If you was to ask her what them words mean, you know what she'd say? She'd say,
I can't remember. There's African words. They come down to me.
And she's right. Yes, sir. They come down to her. Now, how am I going to describe and explain about that slavery time when that time's gone? The white folks lived in the big house, and they had many to tend on them. Old Master, he lived there like Pharaoh and Solomon, mighty splendid and fine. He'd ride around the fields each day on his big horse, Black Billy. And evenings, he'd sit at his table and drink his wine. Man, that was a sight to see with all the silver and glass decanters and the gentlemen and ladies from all over. It was a sight to see. Why, when Q was young, it seemed to him that old Master must own the whole world, right up to the edge of the sky. You can't blame him for thinking that. No, sir. Well, Q grew up strong, and they put him to work in the blacksmith shop. He was strong, he was black as night, and he was proud of his back and his arms. Now, he might have stayed that way. Yes, he might. He heard freedom talk now and then, but he didn't pay much mind to it. He didn't want to be a field hand, but he didn't want to be his house servant either. That's the way he felt. I'm obliged to tell the truth about that way. Then there was a sickness came, and his mammy and daddy died of it.
Father, They died just the same, Q.
Yes, sir, master. I know you did, sir.
They was good and faithful slaves, Q. I can say that with my hat in my hand. I'm sorry.
Thank you, master. But I don't pine about that, because I know things have to be that way.
After that, Q felt lonesome. He felt lonesome and troubled in his mind. He'd seen his daddy and his mammy put in the ground and new slaves come to take their cabin. When he went to bed at night in the loft over the blacksmith shop where he worked, he keeps thinking about his mammy and his daddy, how strong his daddy was, and the songs that mammy sang. They'd worked all their lives and had children, though he was the only one left. But the only place of their own they had was a place in the burying ground. The big house stayed, and the cotton and the corn. But Q's mammy and daddy were gone like last year's crop. It made Q wonder and trouble. He began to take notice of things he'd never noticed. When the horn blew in the morning for the hands to go to the fields, he'd wonder who started blowing that horn in the first place. The horn that made him get up out of bed before it was light and go to work in the blacksmith shop.
Good morning, Master.
Good morning, Master Edmund.
Morning, Jake. Morning, Q.
How old Isaac getting on this morning, sir?
Old Isaac died early this morning. I sat up all night with him before he died.
Oh, Lord.
This cursed epidemic. It's cost me 8 prime field hands and the best trained putler in the state. I'd rather the lost flyaway colt than old Isaac.
Morning, Father.
Morning, son.
My horse ready, Jake?
Oh, yes, sir, Master Shepley. Yes, sir. There he is. Q did the job this time, sir.
Did a good job, Q. Let me see.
Yes, sir, Master Shepley. I've done my best.
Shot him light and tight. That's a fine job, Q.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Q. Make a step with your hands. Help me up. Now, that's it. Here you are, Q. Well, aren't you going to pick up the coins?
Thank you, Master Shepley. Thank you.
That's better. Get up there, boy. Get up. Come on. Get
up. All night long, I just keep thinking and feeling the print of young Master Shepherd here in my hands. I can't explain it at all, because I like Mel Shepley. I reckon I got to be conjured. I don't know who done it or why they done it, but I know what I got to do. I got to go see Aunt Rachel. Some folks say she's a conjurer, some folks say she ain't. But everybody on the plantation treat her mighty respectful, because if she put an eye on you, she mightn't take it off. But I got to go see Aunt Rachel anyhow. I got to see her on account of my trouble.
I won't lie to you, son Q. You got a sickness.
Is it gonna kill me dead?
It's a bad sickness in your blood, son. It's a sickness in your liver and your veins. It's the freedom sickness, son Q.
The freedom sickness?
The freedom sickness. Some to break and some to tame down, and some is neither to be tamed or broken. Don't I know the signs? Me that come through the middle passage on the slavery ship and seen my folks scattered like sand. Ain't I seen it coming? Lord, oh Lord, ain't I seen it coming?
What's coming?
A darkness in the sky and a cloud with a sword in it. Because they hold our people. And they hold our people.
I don't want to get ripped. I've never been ripped. Not hot.
They whipped your granddaddy Shango till the blood ran twinkling down his back. But some you can't break or tame.
I don't want to be chased by dogs. I don't want to hear the dogs bellowing and the paddy rollers after me. Oh, master, he's a good master. I don't want to do him no harm. I don't want no trouble or projecting to get me in trouble. Oh, God, I want to be free. I just ache and horn to be free. How I going to be free, Aunt Rachel?
There's a road that runs underground. I never seen it, but I knows of it. There's a railroad train that runs sparkling and snorting underground through the earth. At least that's what it tells me. But I wouldn't know for sure.
How am I going to find that road, Aunt Rachel?
You look at the rabbit in the briar and see what he do. Look at the owl in the woods. See what he do. Look at the star in the sky and you see what she do. And you come back and talk to me.
That's the railroad Aunt Rachel told me about. It keep boiling round in my mind. It go running through the night. That train of railroad cars snorting and sparking underground through the air.
You'll get very far.
Give the dogs another smell of his shirt.
All right. Here. Come here, dog. Come here. Here.
Yeah, the doggone fool ought to know it better. He ain't ever been more than 20 miles from the plantation in his life.
Wait a minute, Mr. Wade. The dogs have stopped.
Well?
Look over there. Right behind that clump of weeds.
Yeah. That's him, all right.
All right. You stay right where you are. Before we let the dogs loose after you. Come on, Henry.
Quiet, dogs. Now, stop it. Quit now. Stop it. Ah, the crazy fool. Well, Q, what you got to say for yourself? Too scared to talk, eh? Well, I'm going to let you off light, Q. Because you've always been a good boy. You ain't ever run away before. Yellow Joe.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wade.
Here, take this. Give him 10.
Yes, sir.
And 10 laid over 10. Go on.
You up there, son Q?
Yeah, who there?
San Rachel. And Sookie, she here too.
Come right on up, Aunt Rachel. Come on up.
We's coming. Come on, Sookie, child.
Yes, I'm grandmammy.
We heard about it, son. How you feel, son Q?
My back burning, Aunt Rachel. Evening, Sookie.
Evening, Q. I feel bad about what happened.
Well, don't stand there talking, child. Take this salve and rub it on the boy's back. I told you to watch 3 things, son Q. Did you watch them?
No. I run off in the woods just like I was a wild turkey. I will never do that no more.
You're right, son Q. Freedom's a hard-bought thing. So now you've been whipped, I reckon you'll give it up.
I've been whipped. But there's a road running underground. You told me so. I've been whipped, but I ain't been beaten.
Now you're learning the thing to remember. I'm going now. You stay a while so can cook some Q supper for him. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, that's how it was. When his back got healed, they put Q back to work. And things went on for a long time, just the way they did before. But there was a difference in Q. It was like he'd lived up till now with his ears and his eyes sealed over.
I still hear it. I keep hearing that train. That's the Underground Railroad. That's it. That's the little black train. I can hear it.
There was a word dropped here and a word dropped there and a word passed around. Nobody knew where the word came from or where it went, but it was there. There was many a word spoken in the quarters that the big house never heard tell about. There was a heap said in front of the fire that never flew up the chimney. There was a name you told to the grapevine that the grapevine didn't tell back. Hugh talked to Ann Rachel some more. He talked to Suki. A different kind of talk.
You look troubled in your mind, Hugh.
I'm mighty troubled.
What kind of trouble, Q?
I don't know. I just don't know. That man come by yesterday selling maps and pictures. Quality folks, they look at his maps and pictures and he talk with a mighty respectful. Then he asked me to fix the wheel on his wagon. And while I'm fixing the wheel, he said a word to me mighty low and quiet. And that word he said, make that underground train come closer.
What the white man say to you?
He told me to meet him at night in the woods alone. I meet him. He asked me questions and I give him answers. Then he say, no man can own the earth. It's too big for one man. He say, no man own another man. That's too big a thing, too.
He say all that?
That's what he say. He hold his life in his hands every day he walk about. But he don't make nothing of that. I seen brave folks, but it's the first time I ever see a man brave that way. Make me proud to be a man. I don't think about myself no more. I think about all my people that's in trouble. He say he can get me away if I want to.
That's what you want, ain't it?
I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, Lord, why you put this burden on a man like me? Why, Lord?
I'm ready to go with the cue, if you want me.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Tell the Lord your trouble, Q. Tell him what's in your heart, and he'll tell you what to do.
The time come. There's the boat on the river. How you feel, Sookie?
Well, I feel like I got a big singing inside. I feel like the Lord's children when they cross the big water. You look mighty quiet, Q.
I's quiet, Sookie, because I can't go with you on the boat.
What you mean, Q?
I count the people here. There's one too many for the boat.
Q, there's only room for one more, and it's time to leave.
Yes, I know that. Get in the boat, Sookie.
I can't go without you, Q. I can't.
Get in the boat, Sookie. Get in before I can think too hard. It's that way. There's bound to be a reason for it.
Oh, God, he's coming this way. We can't delay a minute longer. Come along.
Take her with you and turn on her. Goodbye, Sookie.
Q, you ain't got a chance to get away. Better try to get back to the plantation without getting shot by the paddle rollers.
Goodbye, Q. Goodbye. I'm bound to see you.
It's me, Aunt Rachel. It's Q.
Come on in, then. You look poorly, son, Q.
I'm poorly, Aunt Rachel. I'm sick and sorry, and I'm distressed.
What's the mud on your jeans, son, Q?
That's the mud of the swamp where I hid from the paddle rollers.
And what's that hole in your leg, son, Q?
That's the hole from the shot they shot at me. The blood most nearly dried, but it make me lame. But Israel's children, they're safe.
They crossed the river?
They've crossed the river. Ain't no more room for no more in the boat but Sookie. She's crossed.
And what will you do now, son Q? For that was your chance and your time. And you give it up for another. And tomorrow morning, Mr. Wade, he see that hole in your leg and he asks questions. It's a heavy burden you laid on yourself, son Q.
It's a heavy burden. And I wish I was shut of it. I never asked to take on no such burden. But freedom's a hard-bought thing.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord and praise him. I come with my mammy in the slavery ship. I work in the big house. To sell my daughter to the south, my son to the west. But I ain't going to repine of that. But my children's children should be free.
You do this to me?
Yes.
You give me this freedom sickness?
Yes.
You do this to me, old woman?
Yes, I do to you what I never even do for my own. I do it for your granddaddy, Shango. You roar like a lion in the chains, and I have to see it. So when you come, I try you and I test you to see if you're fit to follow after him. And because you're fit to follow after him, I put freedom in your heart, son Q.
Oh, I ain't never gonna be free. I done broke all the rules. They're bound to sell me now.
Yeah, you'll be sold and sold again. You'll know the chains and the whip. I can't help that. You'll suffer for your people and with your people. But while one man's got freedom in his heart, his children bound to know the tale. The tale go backward to Africa. And it go forward like clouds and fire. It go laughing and grieving forever through the earth and the air and the waters. My people's tale!
All right, gentlemen. The next article for sale is a fine young blacksmith named Q. Strong, good worker, fine pair of shoulders. Look at him. Now I don't want to hear the bidding start under $400. What am I bid, gentlemen? $400.
he got sold, that's when Q feel the iron in his heart. He knew the bite of the whip and the gall of the iron on the ankle. Yes, Lord, he knew tribulation. He knew it on the rice fields in the hot sun. He knew it working all day for a handful of corn. But all the time he kept freedom in his heart. Freedom's mighty hard to rule out when it's in the heart. He heard the train in his ears till he dreamt it was carrying him away. He lived through the whip and the chain. He lived through the iron and the fire. And finally, he got away.
He's after me. But I'll keep on running. I'll keep on running and running through the woods.
Running.
He's after me. But I do like Wilcher say, hide in the woods like a rabbit. Running, come on, big dog. I just want to get my hands on him. All right, big dog with the big voice. Come on out in the clearing. We can see you good. We can get my hands on you. With my bare hands. With my naked hands, big dog. You done for. That's twice I crossed water. One more time, make it three times. I kill the scent, then I go on. I got nothing to help me, Lord. But I got a star. A star shining in the sky. And a star shining. Star pointing north with a shining. You put that star in the sky, oh Lord. You put it for the prison and the humble. You put it there. You ain't never gonna let it blink out.
He was hungry and he ate green corn. He was thirsty and he drank swamp water. One time he lied 2 days in the swamp, too weak to get up on his feet, and he knew they was hunting around him. He think that's the end of Q. He killed a snake with a stone. He cut out the poison bag and ate the snake to strengthen him. And he go on.
Evening, ma'am. Wonder could you spare me something to eat? I'd be mighty grateful.
What are you doing around here begging food?
I was on my way to see my mammy. She's awful sick.
It's a likely story. Wait here a minute. I'll see what I can find. Listen, there's a Negro out there. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's a runaway. He's talking about going to see his sick mother.
Yes, I read something in a newspaper about a runaway slave.
You did?
Boy with big shoulders.
Yes, he is big. Sort of fits that description. Well, I'll give him something to eat and try to talk to him a while. You go on into town and tell the marshal.
All right.
Well, here's a bite for you. It ain't much, but... For heaven's sakes, he's gone.
Good evening. My name is...
God bless the stranger the Lord sent us.
You the Reverend Brown?
That's my name, yes. Why do you stare at me so?
You a white man, but you ain't like thunder and lightning. My name is Q.
What's the matter, son?
I lose blood. I'm tired and weak.
Oh, come in, my son. I may feed you and bind up your wounds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's a good man, Reverend Brown. He fed Q and hid him under the floor of the house. He asked him where he was from, and then he sent him on. They go across the big water to Canada, and when they reached the shore on the other side of the big water, they were mighty glad. Yes, Lord, mighty glad. Q lay down, and he slept like he never slept before, not for days and years. And when he woke up, he wondered. He could hardly recollect where he is. He's lying in the loft of a barn. Ain't nobody around him. He got up, and he go out into the air. It's a fine, sunny day. He say to himself,
oh, I'm free.
He say it, but it don't take hold. He say,
this is Canada, and I'm free.
But it don't take hold. He walk down the streets, and he meet a white man.
Why do you step off into the street? There's room here for both of us.
Why, I guess I'm free. My name's John H. Q. I got a strong back and strong arms. I got freedom in my heart. I got a first name and a last name and a middle name. I never had all them before.
What is your name?
My name's Q. John H. Q. I got a name and a tale to tell. I got a hammer to swing. I got a tale to tell my people. I call my first son John Freedom Q.
Yeah, that's a pretty fine-sounding name, all right.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to get me a job in a blacksmith shop here as soon as I find my gal, Sookie. I've been promised one.
Well, that's fine. And I hope you find your girl.
She's here in town. I'm on my way to find her. I'm going to be a happy man when I find her.
Well, I turn off here. Goodbye, Mr. Q.
Goodbye, mister.
He smile and he go on his way. And soon enough, he sees a girl like a peach tree, walking free down the street.
Sookie. Lord, oh, Lord, Sookie.
I can't speak none.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
Free, free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free.
So the slave got away to freedom, away from the wrongs that had been done him by his masters in the South, and by the traders of the North and of many nations whose slave ships carried him across the seas, and by his own dark brothers in Africa who caught and sold his people into bondage. In this country, these wrongs cannot be done a man anymore. A great war settled that. And because we had that war here, and because we come from all races and owe a debt to all of them, we know that no man and no race was ever meant to be enslaved, and that no man and no race was ever meant to be the master. That is our faith. That is the hope of the world, that in the end, everywhere, free men will have equal opportunity. Free nations will live at peace. Until that day, let us guard our hard-bought heritage. Let us highly resolve that those who have died for freedom have not died in vain, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
You've heard Freedom's a Hard-Bought Thing by Stephen Vincent Benet. Next week, the Free Company will present The Oxbow Incident by Walter Van Tilburg Clark, with an all-star cast including Burgess Meredith and directed by Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.